Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. John's going to outline three claims, if you will, three false claims in regards to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is the first one that he documents here, that we say we have fellowship with him. We understand these things. Okay, our fellowship's supposed to be with God, with Jesus Christ, and we have it. That's what we say. But he inserts right here, if we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He says we don't have that fellowship. As a matter of fact, it's a lie. Why? Because God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That's the importance of during the week, being in that constant attitude of worship. It's more than just a Sunday mentality. We don't get to live our life however we want and walk whatever paths we want to walk all during the week, and then enter into these doors and make the assumption that because we're in the house of the Lord on Sunday, we have fellowship with him. It doesn't work that way. And he couldn't be any more clear in outlining it. If we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But in the next verse, he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Two things I want us to notice here in this verse. One is that fellowship with one another. John is so far on that spectrum of his fellowship being with God the Father and Jesus Christ that anyone whose fellowship does not meet that criteria doesn't have fellowship with him. There's no association there between them. He says, we have fellowship one with another if we walk in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. That is what meets that requirement for that light, for that absence of darkness, the payment that Jesus Christ made when we accepted him as Savior, and God took our spirit and he sealed it forever, born again, incorruptible, cannot be defiled of God. We still fight with that old sin nature, but at that point of conversion, we're sealed for all eternity being his. Verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So the first lie that we would tell ourselves is that we have fellowship. We walk the way we want to walk in complete disregard for the path that Christ has set forward for our life. And we come in here and claim to have fellowship. Well, that's the first lie. The second lie is, aside from beyond the walking in darkness, now we say that we have no sin. So now we'll come before him expecting that sweet fellowship with the claim that there's nothing unclean within us. If we make that claim, he says, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Each and every one of us still have that old sin nature that we wrestle with, and we still fall short of God's perfect plan for our life because of it, because we give in to the lusts of the flesh and the temptations. But I'm so thankful for verse number 9, in which he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We found first that claim of false fellowship, and the solution for that fellowship was walk in the light. Now there's the claim of the absence of sin, and here's the solution, confess it, to confess it. Not only is he faithful, he's still a just God. And just to try and comprehend the power of the blood of Christ, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We not only have God's faithfulness on our side, but quite literally his justice, because the payment for it has already been made through the crucifixion of his son, Jesus Christ. It's already done. When we confess it, he's faithful to forgive us. But not only that, he's still a just God in doing so. How can that be? Because of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for all sins of all mankind. And it's very important that we keep this verse in the forefront of our minds throughout the rest of the book of 1 John, because it's very easy as you begin to read, you become distracted and you focus on kind of one verse at a time, and you'll start to read some things and you'll think, how can that be? Some commentators will get the idea that a real born-again believer can never sin. And they'll point out verses in 1 John throughout it. Well, that couldn't be farther from the truth. That's the importance of this verse here. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is far more than just that sin of unbelief. This is every time we fail to do the will of the Father, every time we grieve the Holy Spirit, every time we're disobedient to him, he stands there ready to forgive us and us to receive justice in receiving that forgiveness. Why? Because that's the power of the blood. Then verse number 10 comes into play. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So first was that claim of fellowship that we don't have if we're walking in the darkness. The second one was that claim that we don't have sin that we need to confess in our life. It's not an ongoing struggle for us. You know, we've arrived or we've made it. And here this one in verse 10, is we have no sin. We have not sinned. It's completely absent from our life entirely. That there's nothing to forgive. We aren't in need of a Savior because we're not as bad as someone else out there. Well, it says we make him a liar and his word's not in us. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so, with the concept of those kind of mentalities, those stumbling blocks, if you will, of deceiving ourselves into thinking that we have fellowship simply because we're saved, or that we don't have any sin that we struggle with that we need to confess and take before the throne of the Father, or, Lord forbid, that none of this applies to us. Well, here's the solutions to all those. And then, with the concept of the sin in mind, he opens up chapter number 2 when he says, my little children, and this here is a term of endearment, talking about those babes in Christ. These things write I unto you, that ye sin not. That's the purpose of these things, for you to understand the importance of abstaining from sin. Why? Because sin severs that relationship, that fellowship that we have. We don't lose our salvation. We've already established that's eternally secure. But that relationship, that fellowship that we have, we sour it and we spoil it through sin. And when we understand that, now all of a sudden, our sins bear much more weight than simple little mistakes or oopsies. Because now, instead of the sin being something that you can carry on your back until it gets too heavy and you lay it down and you confess it and you try to turn away from it, now you understand the reality that the moment that sin sets into your life and begins to control you, from that point until the point of confession, you have jeopardized your relationship with God the Father. And it needs to be made right. And he says here, I write these things unto you that ye sin not. But he knows, he's been around a long time. And if anybody in here has paid any attention to themselves in the course of their life, or to anyone else, you know that we slip up, we fail, and we sin. And so he says, if any man sin, hey, there's a solution. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It ties right back in to verse number 9 in chapter 1 about confessing our sins and he being faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.